paid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Johnstown Milliken Fire Departments, in a joint effort, will be handing out a child safety book to the elementary schools and preschools in both towns. This safety book will contain tips for children, parents, and guardians alike. We encourage you to support by sponsoring an advertisement in this safety book and say thank you to those who already have. If you'd like to place an ad or make a donation to this worthy cause, please call Larry Hill at 720-210-3986. Let's help our local fire departments protect the safety of this community's most valuable asset, our children. Give Larry a call at 720-210-3986.
American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and we're going to just summarize what Joel feels are the most important stories of this last week. So, Joel, without further ado, why don't you pick up the ball?
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you. President, of course, gave the predictable response last night to television, relying on the carefully crafted statements of General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker, you know, this entire process is a study in political evasion, subterfuge, dodging and hedging, evading reality. The bottom line is we're going to get more of the same, and they've structured everything about this latest assessment to ensure that everything will remain the same. We're going to stay in Iraq. He talked about long-term, even though, you know, you have this token dealing with conspiracies. What do you think about this? And, you know, in this panic mode. And, you know, people have to learn to check conscience, you know, check in with the Lord to see how they feel about these things. It's, you know, we can't prove these things. We're dealing with conspiracies. They could throw something at us today or tomorrow or before the 21st. As for the Air Force stand-down, listen, in my Navy and Marine Corps flying career, we had a service-wide stand-down every year or two whenever there would be a host of airplane crashes, and they just said, everybody stand down. And it, as far as the Air Force stand-down, the Air Force did come out because of these rumors flying and said, aircraft on alert are not part of the stand-down.
So okay, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
The Beth Messiah congregation invites you to come and experience a messianic roots.
Governor actions, if another terrorist attack comes, we'll be looking very closely to see if it is an agent provocateur attack by our own government, as 9/11 was. In fact, I can almost guarantee that it would be. Terrorists, real terrorists, if they did anything, they would be crossing the Mexican border and blowing up, putting some explosives, some electrical pylons down the electrical system, or blowing up an Amtrak rail system, or putting a car bomb in a mall or something. But these high-profile attacks are very, very suspicious. They require a great deal more planning than terrorists are capable of doing. And certainly when you're going to take down the World Trade Centers, and with the signs of explosives in those buildings and the anomalies of whether it's Flight 93 or Flight 77 that went into the Pentagon. I mean, this has just got too many contradictions to lay at the feet of a few itinerant terrorists who went to work learning to fly 747s or 757s with Cessna aircraft. Certainly cannot be done. I can tell you that as a pilot.
I agree with you totally, and I'm concerned about the impact of a major terrorist attack on the United States, just on the psyche of the American people who, you know, certainly I think many of them would just totally panic and then give more power to the government to regulate us and take away our freedom.
Well, I can guarantee you, Dr. Stan, if we have another terrorist attack, it will be blamed on Iran.
Sure.
And that's something that we certainly have to look out for, because if they cannot induce Iran to strike some American or British troops there, which I think they're trolling for, then we're going to see some type of terrorist attack, and they may even pull it out on Israel or something, something closer to that scenario. But, you know, the newly released Osama bin Laden videos, an ironclad forgery, not even a very good one, according to Steve Watson of Infowars.com. He says all references to current events made by the figure said to be bin Laden occur at a point in the video where the picture freezes and only audio is present. The video freezes about 1 minute 58 seconds into it. Motion only begins again at 2 minutes and 30 seconds. The video then freezes again at another time and froze until the end. All references to current events, such as the 62nd anniversary of the U.S. bombing of Japan, the Sarkozy and Brown being commerce, as well, giving a very strong litany of evidence about how the 9/11 Commission was rigged. It was a purely political commission run by Bush administration insider Philip Zelikoff. The National Institutes of Standard and Technology is an agency of the Department of Commerce, and they rigged some of the evidence, and they refused to produce any evidence explaining why Building 7 came down, which wasn't even hit by the airliners. Zelikoff, as you remember, is a member of President Bush's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board, so he's involved with spooks. Neoconservative stronghold, Zelikoff in 2005 was appointed counselor to the U.S. Department of State, so obviously there was zero possibility, says Roberts, that the 9/11 Commission would hold any part of the Bush administration accountable for the numerous failures on September 11th, much less would the commission investigate anyone for complicity. And the mere fact that he actually broaches complicity indicates that Roberts is waking up to the fact that this is much worse than merely let it happen.
I agree with you totally.
But, you know, it's interesting that when one looks at the credentials of the skeptics compared to the credentials of the defenders of the official line, it's impossible to dismiss the skeptics as kooks and conspiracy theorists, as the media tries to do. You know, the serious skeptics stick to known facts, known violations of standard procedures and the laws of physics. The vast majority of people who call skeptics kooks are themselves ignorant of physics and little comprehension that rely on media experts and people who deal in generalizations rather than real truth. I mean, the debunkers are incredibly skewed.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen right here. American.
So that they can justify, you know, unlike false conspiracy theories running around the conservative community, and the Anglo-American establishment does not, I repeat, does not control the Russians or the Chinese. They are merely working to induce them to strike the West so that they can justify, out of the panic of a world war or preemptive nuclear strike on American military forces, justify panicking the world into supporting a militarized new world order. They won't get there without a war, a major attack on the United States. Right now, the entire free world relies upon the United States as the policeman of the world. If that policeman is taken down, and I think our military forces are being set up for such a takedown by being spread thin around the world, by antagonizing the world, by putting themselves in harm's way, and going through the antagonism of what we're going to see take place in Iran. We are setting up our own forces to take a major military strike from the Russians and the Chinese when they're ready. And I don't expect that till at least the middle of the next decade. I think it'll take that long for the Russians and Chinese to complete their preparations. But certainly one should be prepared before then, because this is going to be the first time in the history of the world that the U.S. is deliberately and attacked in a massive way. It will completely change the way Americans view their world and react with the world. We will no longer ever become a world power again, and will be at the mercy of the globalist forces, which are in control of our government already. So those are some very important things for people to consider on the website.
And I think it's very important for the listener to understand that we are intentionally destroying our own army. And I was told this by a retired lieutenant general this last week, who will be a guest on one of our programs next week. And he said, you know, we've got to get out of Iraq, you know, because within a year or so, a year and a half, because we are destroying the American army.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Guest this morning, Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, for the last segment of today's program. So pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, the important words of Tom Englehart of TomGraham.com are that, and he says, count on it, this is all just the beginning. The same cast of characters will be talking, squabbling, spinning, and analyzing stats of every sort for weeks to come. Patrick made it that our patience will not be infinite, inferring that we'll leave if you don't make your benchmarks. Well, come on, they're not making their benchmarks. Let's leave. But no, there is no intention to leave. In fact, even the president, as well as Petraeus, continued to make the point that there's going to be a long-term need for U.S. troops for many years to come.
And I think that is so important for the American people to understand. We have no intention of leaving there. We're going to keep troops permanently stationed there, and as long as we have occupying troops, why, the violence will continue.
Of course, it won't continue in the same way that it is now. There will be escalations, and I think Iran is much a part of that. And eventually, there may be, as part of the Iran attack, there may be, in fact, a broader Middle East war. I'm convinced that Israel has been probing the air defenses of Syria this past week with their incursions, trying to check out on the newest Russian anti-missile or anti-aircraft missile system that they've installed in both Syria and Iran. On behalf of the United States, Israel's probing Syria's Russian defenses just to make sure if it really is unjammable. I think they came in there trolling for trying to see what the radar signature looked like.
I fear that there will soon be a war in the Near East as well. Joel, thanks so much. We'll talk to you week after next. Have a good, safe day.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has...
Untold history of wars. It will give you an overview of all of the wars of the last century, all contrived to bring about a one.